Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
John Heyman from Radio.com, the Sports MLB Insider, on our Schneider Orange Hotline, and it's brought to you by the 2019 Mercedes-Benz A-Class. Always enjoying the Mercedes-Benz A-Class. John, how you doing today?
I'm good. How are you, Bill?
We're doing well. A little bit cool. I mean, I'm not going to complain about it considering Wisconsin's a lot colder, but for Phoenix, it's a little subpar right now.
I heard. I've been in Florida the whole time. It did get down to about 67, and I heard a lot of complaints here, but that was about it. It's fairly topical here. Sorry.
It was 68 the other day, and a guy was walking into the local grocery store in like a parka and just freezing.
Oh, yeah.
So,
oh, yeah, my God. Yeah.
I was trying to explain what a winter vortex was.
Yeah,
hey, John.
We're in Florida a lot. We have a guy who's from Florida, and exactly, parkas all the time. Anything below 70, he's doing that.
Yeah, no doubt. Right. This Brewers team is interesting in the sense that a lot of people say, well, can they get it done with their pitching? Can they do this? Can they do that? And my question is, well, they did it last year. Why can't they do it again this year? And I'm sure you get a lot of the same conjecture as to whether or not, pitching-wise, they can push all of those buttons, they can use the pen, they can have out-getters versus starters and such. So are the Brewers changing the face of baseball, or did they get kind of a one-hit wonder last year and then they just have to have really good offense this year to get them there?
Yeah, no, I was a doubter. Now I'm an absolute believer. I questioned whether they could do with that rotation. Even the last 2 years didn't look that great on paper to me. And 2 years ago, they were above average. I think they were 11th out of 30 teams with the pitching. And last year, again, above average. Despite injuries, despite not having an obvious ace, despite seemingly not having the depth of some other teams, they figure it out. I'm a believer. I think they can keep it together with that staff that they have. It was nice to see Jimmy Nelson get on the mound, but Chacin was a great buy, and their pitching is young, but it seems to be talented, and I'm not going to question it anymore.
The starting rotation for what they have, now I know, it. Look, hey, if the Cubs, Lester pans out and Quintana pans out, and you can go through that whole list, including Yu Darvish, it changes things because suddenly they become, with the offensive output that they should have, they become, in many eyes, the favorite, but if that is not the way it seems, their bullpen I don't think can match up with what the Brewers have. Would you give the Brewers the edge via the bullpen, and if the starting rotation pans out, you give the Cubs the edge?
Yeah, I think the bullpen is vastly superior in Milwaukee. I think that's I think everybody would agree with that, and that's huge these days. My memory's not that great, but this is the first time I would say that the Brewers, in my mind, are the clear and obvious favorite in that division. Chicago, it looks like they're going to take a step back. They did very little in the winter. I know they're pinning a lot of hopes on Darvish and the fact he did nothing last year and he's got talent. But, I think there are just too many questions with the Cubs right now. The Cardinals camp, I've been there a lot. They've got some questions. These are all good teams, but right now with that bullpen and that lineup, to me the Brewers are easily the best team in that division.
I'm going to ask you about the Cardinals, because the Cardinals, with the addition of Goldschmidt, you certainly assume that they're trying to put some eggs in that basket and say we're going to go for it here. Mikolas, obviously a solid season last year. It's always iffy as to whether or not you're going to get a full season of health out of Wainwright. I understand that. Waka, Gant. So give me the Cardinals breakdown with their pitching staff and what they have, because they've got a good mix of veterans, but they're aging veterans with some of the youth and talent that they have in that ball club.
Yeah, I mean, they draft and develop well. They haven't done as well with the free agent signings. So right now they have a good team with some questions. I think they've basically been mostly a good team ever since Bill DeWitt took over there, and historically they've been a good team as well. I think they've been in the playoffs 6 out of the last 10 years, something like that, even though they haven't made it the last three. So I think they are now hungry, not making it three in a row. They'll do what they can. I think going to have Reyes in the bullpen now. Carlos Martinez, when he comes back, he'll probably slide into the bullpen too. So with those two in there, that bullpen should be pretty good. In terms of rotation, I'd be worried about Wainwright. Obviously, he's been around a long time, been a very successful pitcher. But, I know he's a miracle worker, but I think it would be difficult to conceive of him having a big full season. They've got good young pitching, though. I mean, beyond Reyes and Martinez and Flaherty, really good there. So, Nicholas, as you said, had a very nice year last year. They have a very good team, I think. There are some questions. They'd love to see Martinez and Reyes step up to the rotation. I think the bullpen is not perfect. It's certainly on the Brewers' level. And Goldschmidt was a necessity. Their lineup was not good enough, I think, without him. And there's a lot of pressure on them to sign him. They've done it before where they got a guy with a year to go or so. McGuire, Darryl Kyle, Renteria, they did not hold on to him, but there have been four or five guys in the past where they acquired somebody with a year to go and were able to keep them in St. Louis, but I think there's pressure on them to get that contract done, and I don't know that it's close at this point, but it's logical that they will get it done at some point.
Talking with John Heyman, Radio.com Sports MLB Insider, joining us and brought to you by the 2019 Mercedes-Benz A-Class. The Reds go out and get Sonny Gray. They always had Votto. They've got a guy that had a bust-out year in Scooter Gennett. I still like their third base position. Suarez down there really has kind of opened some eyes. But I don't. Do they have enough with Tanner Roark and Castillo and such and DeSclafani to be able to offense or to be able to get that pitching staff to where it can supplement that offense?
I mean they've acquired a few pitchers, Sonny Gray as well, Roark. Their team is much improved. Their team should be more exciting with Puig and Kemp added. It was really iffy last. They're much better, and I don't want to criticize any team that's really trying. That could have just tanked. They're doing. I don't want to say tank, but there are too many teams that aren't really putting in full effort to win immediately. And I give the Reds credit, even though they're in a very tough division. It doesn't really look like they're a contender in that division. They went out and spent. They traded. They've improved. I'm impressed by what they've done, and certainly by their goals, their attitude toward doing it. I don't see them up with Milwaukee or St. Louis this year. We'll see how far back the Cubs slide, but I think the Cubs are probably a third-place team at this point. I'd like the Reds for fourth. Pittsburgh's got decent pitching, and to put them in fifth, that's rough. That's a rough division. It's possible five finish 500 and better. It's not likely. It's not something that's done often, but in terms of the depth of division, that's the best one, I think.
How much do you think Joe Maddon and kind of being that, I don't want to call it the lame duck because he calls it the free agent year coming up, but how much do you think that plays into some of the mentality in that clubhouse, thinking that Joe's not going to be back in the Cubs clubhouse?
Yeah, I would call him a lame duck. I think that's fair. I mean, they had opportunities to extend him. They didn't try to do that, and we can see right now the $6 million manager is basically extinct. Bochy's going to retire. Obviously, Socha is not working as a manager this year. So, at this point, I would be surprised if they brought Maddon back. He's on the hot seat from the beginning, and I think he needs to win the World Series probably to keep his job. As far as how that plays in the clubhouse, could go either way. Difficult to predict. I'm not sure it will have a major impact. I mean, these guys are professionals. I don't think they worry too much about what's going on with the manager. I think they'll be fine. So I'm not worried about that. What I am worried about with the Cubs is they did nothing this winter, and they don't seem to have a very good bullpen. I'm concerned about some of that rotation, and they need bounce back years from several guys. So, they've got definite concerns, but, I'm not concerned that Maddon lame duck status will affect the team.
Real quick before I let you go, so give me the rest of the National League as you kind of see it when you get into the East and then the West, because I still think that Atlanta, obviously a very, very solid team that opened a lot of eyes last year, and the Dodgers are going to have their struggles out there, but the Dodgers are one of the teams to beat in the West as well.
Yeah, I think the Dodgers are still the favorite. They have enough veterans and a good mix still. Obviously, they brought Pollock in, which I think it balances their lineup a bit. You know, I think taking Puig and Kemp out is not going to kill them. I think, you know, at some point the time is up with them, even though I'd like it for Cincinnati. I think that maybe the Dodger clubhouse will be better the way it is now. Obviously, they need Clayton Kershaw to be healthy. That'd be make a big difference. I've heard good things at Urias there, so I like the Dodgers in that division still as the favorite. The Rockies are obviously a solid team, and obviously San Diego tried hard and improved. To me, the Dodgers are the clear favorite. And the other league, I think the apple cart has been upset. I think Philly is the favorite, particularly if they go out and sign Keuchel now. We'll see on that. I think the Keuchel's got a few teams, so they won't necessarily go to Philly, but they have improved markedly, not just with Harper, but with Realmuto, Segura, McCutcheon, Robertson. To me, Philly is a really good team now. Only question is the depth of that rotation, not having a left-hander in there. So I'm going Philly, Washington. You know, the Mets are way improved as well. I think Atlanta, they may be third or fourth in that division, and they're a really good team. So that team, that division is deep too, one through four at least, and not as predictable. But to me, the Dodgers are the clear favorite. I think we got two clear favorites, Milwaukee and the Dodgers, and a mild favorite with Philly just over Washington in the East.
Hey, real quick, you mentioned Dallas Keuchel. Does he sign before spring training's over here, or is there somebody just going to wait
he'll
and see?
Be okay. Yeah, I think he'll be okay, and he'll sign before spring is over. As you guys recall there, Kyle Loesch was one of those pitchers, and people always say that pitchers can't prepare quickly, but Kyle Loesch, if I recall, signed somewhere between March 20th and March 30th and pitched in Game 4 one year for the Brewers on a three-year deal, and that generally worked out. I mean, he wasn't a superstar, but he generally did a decent job in Milwaukee. Keuchel is a guy big on preparation, so hopefully he's preparing. I don't know, but I think he is. I think he's got a few teams. You know, I think his old team, the Astros, is still interested. The Phillies are interested. We've seen the Padres connected. There could be others. I think a starting pitcher of that ilk should be okay, at least for getting a job. The guy who's in trouble right now, to me, is Kimbrel. I'm not sure what's going to happen with him. I see speculation he's got a deal soon. I haven't seen anything like that. Relief pitcher with a qualifying offer attached, it's very difficult, a very dicey situation. To me, statistically, he's one of the greatest closers of all time, but he's in a tough spot right now, I do believe.
All right, buddy, I appreciate it. Thanks for joining us for a couple of minutes, John, and we'll keep reading your stuff, and we'll touch base back with you during the season, okay?
All right, thanks, guys. See you later.
Thanks, pal. Talk to you soon. There you go. John Heyman joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.